Question 9 put by the IFAD Executive Board in its request for an advisory opinion is formulated as follows, and I quote, what is the validity of the decision given by the IROAT in its judgment number 2867, end of quotation. The court, having answered in the affirmative the first question of IFAD, and having therefore decided that the tribunal was entirely justified in confirming its jurisdiction, and not having found any fundamental fault in the procedure committed by the tribunal, finds that the decision given by the IROAT in its judgment number 2867 is valid. For these reasons, the court, one, unanimously, finds that it has jurisdiction to give the advisory opinion requested. Two, unanimously, decides to comply with the request for an advisory opinion. Three, is of the opinion, A, with regard to question one, unanimously, that the Administrative Tribunal of the International Labour Organization was competent under Article 2 of its statute to hear the complaint introduced against the International Fund for Agricultural Development on the 8th July 2008 by Ms. Ana Teresa Saez Garcia. B, with regard to question 2 to 8, unanimously, that these questions do not require further answers from the court. C, with regard to question 9, unanimously, that the decision given by the Administrative Tribunal of the International Labour Organization in its judgment number 2867 is valid.